Alpha squeaks, a subtle physiological variant in the posterior dominant rhythm. Alpha squeaks are a well-recognized yet frequently underappreciated finding in EEG interpretation, particularly among clinicians less familiar with developmental electroencephalography. These brief, transient bursts of alpha frequency activity serve as a marker of early occipital rhythm generation. They are most often observed in younger individuals whose posterior dominant rhythm, PDR, is still emerging. Unlike sustained alpha activity, which defines the mature PDR, alpha squeaks tend to occur sporadically, lasting only a second or two, and typically do not build into continuous rhythmic trains. Despite their brevity, alpha squeaks are rich with physiologic meaning. They signal that the occipital cortex is attempting to synchronize and generate rhythmic oscillations, albeit without the consistency seen in fully developed alpha rhythms. For this reason, they are not merely developmental curiosities, they are indicators of healthy thalamocortical maturation and, when identified correctly, can provide insight into the patient's neurophysiological age and level of arousal. While completely benign, their abrupt onset and offset can lead to confusion, particularly in short EEG recordings or in patients with ambiguous clinical symptoms. Understanding what alpha squeaks are and, more importantly, what they are not is essential for avoiding misinterpretation and ensuring accurate assessment of posterior background activity. When do we see them? Alpha squeaks are most commonly observed during transitional moments in the EEG, specifically during the early phases of eye closure or as the patient enters relaxed wakefulness. They frequently appear in pediatric EEGs, particularly between the ages of 5 and 12, when the alpha rhythm is becoming more established but has not yet reached full continuity or stability. These bursts may also be seen in adolescents and, less commonly, in adults, particularly during drowsiness or in settings where full visual disengagement is incomplete. They often occur within the first 10 seconds after eye closure and can be seen during cycles of attention lapse, mental fatigue, or emotional calming. In routine EEG recordings, especially when brief, the patient may not remain relaxed long enough to demonstrate a sustained PDR. In such cases, alpha squeaks may be the only representation of alpha frequency activity available for analysis. These short-lived bursts are most easily detected in cooperative patients who are calm and quiet. Still, they may also be observed in individuals with neurodevelopmental disorders, attention deficits, or sensory processing challenges, albeit less consistently. Their occurrence is facilitated by environmental conditions that promote reduced sensory input and cortical disengagement, dimming of the lights, silence in the EEG room, and clear instructions to the patient. While alpha squeaks are transient, their presence is predictable in developmental EEGs and often reflects the beginning of alpha maturation. Their frequency of occurrence can vary between individuals and within the same patient over time, depending on state transitions and the degree of mental relaxation achieved during the recording session. What is their morphology? Alpha squeaks are defined by their morphology as brief, sharply delimited bursts of sinusoidal or semi-sinusoidal waveforms within the alpha frequency range, which is generally between 8 and 13 Hz. These waveforms appear in the occipital regions, most reliably in channels O1 and O2, and occasionally in P3, O1 or P4, O2 when volume conduction spreads posterior activity into adjacent leads. This alpha squeak graphic copyright the Atlas of Adult Electroencephalography. Each burst typically consists of 2 to 6 discrete waves, though they may sometimes persist for a slightly longer sequence. The waveforms are generally low to moderate in amplitude, often ranging from 30 to 100 microvolts, and maintain a smooth, rounded contour. Importantly, they do not contain any sharp transients or aftercoming slow waves that would suggest epileptiform activity. The morphology of an alpha squeak is usually uniform within a given burst, but it lacks the waxing and waning amplitude envelope characteristic of a mature, sustained PDR. The squeaks emerge suddenly, sustain briefly with rhythmic regularity, and then resolve just as abruptly. There is no evolution in frequency or amplitude, and they do not spread to non-occipital leads. When viewed on a montage, they appear as discrete, rhythmic episodes that stand in contrast to the otherwise unstructured background, which may be low voltage beta activity or a mixed frequency rhythm, depending on the patient's state of alertness. Due to their transient nature, they can easily be missed during a fast EEG review or mistaken for brief runs of posterior slowing or even artifacts. However, their sinusoidal shape, frequency consistency, and localization to the occipital region clearly distinguish them from these phenomena. In younger patients, where alpha rhythm may still be emerging, the alpha squeak often represents the only organized posterior rhythm available, and its recognition is critical in assessing the functional integrity of the occipital cortex. Raw EEG analysis. This EEG segment shows a posterior dominant rhythm, PDR, activation following eye closure, marked by the onset of alpha activity. It includes a brief, transient burst labeled as an alpha squeak. The montage is referenced to CZ, with both lateral and midline leads displayed. The red vertical line labeled eyes close marks the time point at which the subject closed their eyes, resulting in the emergence of alpha rhythm most prominently over the occipital derivations, O1 CZ and O2 CZ, consistent with a reactive posterior alpha rhythm. Immediately after eye closure, we observe a sudden, sharply contoured and unusually high amplitude burst of 8 to 12 Hz activity labeled in the figure as an alpha squeak most prominent over the occipital channels, especially O1, CZ, and O2 CZ, but also visible in P3, CZ, and P4 CZ. This paroxysmal alpha discharge is typically brief, lasting less than 1 second, and is considered a normal variant rather than a pathological condition. It likely reflects a transient overshoot in thalamocortical synchronization as the visual cortex disengages from visual input and the alpha rhythm reactivates. A discrete, high-amplitude waxing and waning pattern, distinct from the sustained alpha background, characterizes this alpha squeak. It may resemble epileptiform activity to inexperienced readers, although it lacks the evolution or distribution typical of ictal or interictal discharges. Following this squeak, a sustained, posteriorly maximal alpha rhythm develops and continues until the subject opens their eyes again, marked by the second red vertical line labeled eyes open. At this point, the alpha rhythm attenuates, consistent with the expected alpha blocking response to visual input. This EEG segment demonstrates typical reactive alpha activity, accompanied by a benign transient phenomenon, alpha squeak, and no epileptiform features are present. The occurrence is physiological and holds no pathological significance when seen in isolation during routine wakefulness recordings. What causes alpha squeaks? The underlying cause of alpha squeaks lies in the neurophysiology of occipital rhythmogenesis, particularly in the interplay between thalamic relay nuclei and the visual cortices. Alpha activity is believed to arise from oscillatory loops involving the lateral geniculate nucleus of the thalamus and the primary visual cortex, modulated by widespread corticocortical and thalamocortical inhibitory mechanisms. In younger individuals, these circuits are not yet fully mature, and their output can be irregular or episodic. Alpha squeaks likely represent brief, self-limited attempts at synchronization in this developing system. In other words, the thalamus and cortex begin to engage in rhythmic exchange, but cannot yet sustain the oscillation. This results in a brief burst of activity within the alpha frequency range, followed by a return to desynchronized background. This phenomenon is especially pronounced in children, where incomplete myelination, underdeveloped inhibitory feedback, and variability in arousal levels all contribute to the intermittent expression of the alpha rhythm. Even in adults, the same underlying mechanism may give rise to alpha squeaks during state transitions, such as when moving from alert wakefulness to drowsiness or as visual attention is withdrawn but cortical synchrony is not yet fully established. Environmental distractions such as ambient noise, anxiety, or physical discomfort can also prevent sustained alpha generation, leading instead to these short-lived attempts. Importantly, alpha squeaks do not result from structural lesions, epileptogenic foci, or cortical damage. They are normal physiologic phenomena that reflect a brain in the process of establishing or re-establishing its default posterior rhythm. In this sense, They are more than incidental, they are windows into the oscillatory readiness of the visual and attentional systems. What is their significance? Alpha squeaks hold clinical significance not because they indicate disease, but because they reflect a transitional stage in the formation of cortical rhythms. In pediatric EEGs, they are a reassuring sign that the alpha rhythm is beginning to emerge, even if it has not yet reached continuity. In these cases, alpha squeaks provide important data for neurodevelopmental age estimation and can help exclude pathologic slowing or diffuse dysfunction. In adults, they are a benign variant often seen during drowsiness or incomplete eye closure, especially in EEGs, where relaxation is difficult to achieve. Their recognition helps prevent the overinterpretation of brief posterior rhythmic activity as abnormal. Because they are transient, alpha squeaks may be mistaken for posterior spikes, especially if viewed without attention to montage or field distribution. This misclassification can lead to unnecessary workup for epilepsy, including repeat EEGs, neuroimaging, or even pharmacologic treatment. Knowing their morphology and timing prevents these errors. In a typical EEG report, the presence of alpha squeaks should be noted if they are the only sign of posterior rhythm generation, especially in children. Their presence should be described as a normal finding indicative of immature or early alpha rhythm formation. If the patient fails to produce a continuous PDR, but alpha squeaks are present at 9 Hz, that frequency should still be documented as the emerging PDR. In this way, alpha squeaks guide the clinician toward a more accurate and developmentally informed interpretation of the EEG. Their absence in a setting where they would be expected, such as in a 6-year-old with a normal neurologic examination, may suggest insufficient recording time or suboptimal cooperation, rather than true pathologic slowing. Best practice for handling them when measuring the PDR. When assessing the PDR, especially in pediatric populations or patients with neurodevelopmental conditions, it is crucial to consider both sustained and transient alpha activity. Alpha squeaks, though brief, offer valid information about the functional integrity and frequency of the occipital alpha rhythm. If they are the only manifestation of alpha rhythm in the recording, the EEG report should still describe their frequency, symmetry, and localization. Best practice includes allowing the patient ample time to relax with eyes closed in a quiet environment, repeating eye opening and eye closing cycles multiple times, and minimizing distractions that may interfere with rhythm formation. Wait until the alpha squeak subsides before calculating PDR amplitude and frequency. Measuring the PDR during the alpha squeak could lead to an overestimation of amplitude and an inaccurate characterization of rhythm regularity or reactivity. Optimal PDR assessment should occur during sustained, artifact-free alpha activity that follows the brief transitional period after eye closure. Alpha squeaks should not be dismissed as insufficient for measuring the PDR. Rather, they should be recognized as a developmental or state-dependent variation of it. When they occur consistently at the same frequency and location, they offer legitimate and useful data. In EEGs where alpha squeaks are present without a sustained PDR, it is better to report the rhythm as intermittent posterior alpha bursts at 9 Hz, rather than claiming absence of a PDR. This distinction helps clinicians understand that the occipital rhythm exists but is not yet continuous. In research or longitudinal follow-up, documenting alpha squeaks can also help track maturation or assess interventions aimed at improving attention or arousal. Note any patient behaviors that may affect PDR appearance, such as anxiety, restlessness, or inability to follow instructions. What we wish clinicians knew about alpha squeaks. We wish clinicians, particularly those interpreting pediatric EEGs, understood that alpha squeaks are normal, age-appropriate findings that reflect an active but immature visual cortical network. They should not be pathologized. These brief rhythmic bursts are neither epileptiform nor indicative of structural or functional abnormalities. Rather, they are part of the neurophysiological landscape of the developing brain. Misinterpretation of alpha squeaks as pathological can lead to cascading consequences, including inappropriate epilepsy diagnoses, unnecessary neuroimaging, overuse of anti-seizure medications, and increased anxiety for families. Recognizing alpha squeaks for what they are prevents these outcomes and enhances diagnostic accuracy. We also wish more clinicians appreciated their value when a continuous PDR is absent. Instead of labeling a pediatric EEG as lacking posterior rhythm, noting the presence of alpha squeaks offers a more nuanced and informative interpretation. Finally, we hope clinicians will be aware that alpha squeaks are not signs of dysfunction or delay. They are signs of a system in progress, one that, given time and appropriate conditions, will likely evolve into a well-formed, sustained PDR. In this way, alpha squeaks should be seen not as deficiencies, but as transitional markers of healthy brain development, deserving of recognition and appropriate contextual understanding. Key takeaways. 1. Alpha squeaks are brief, rhythmic bursts of 8 to 13 Hz activity over occipital regions, typically seen during early eye closure or drowsiness, especially in children. 2. They represent normal, transient thalamocortical synchronization and are a benign variant reflecting early or incomplete posterior dominant rhythm, PDR, formation. 3. Morphologically, alpha squeaks are sinusoidal, localized to O1/O2, last 1 to 2 seconds, and lack sharp waves or pathologic features. 4. When continuous alpha is absent, alpha squeaks still provide valid evidence of occipital rhythm frequency and should be documented in EEG interpretation. 5. Mislabeling alpha squeaks as epileptiform can lead to unnecessary treatment. Recognizing them as physiologic prevents diagnostic error and promotes accurate developmental assessment.